Seattle's Magnolia neighborhood is home to the city and county's first state-licensed recreational marijuana farm. It's on West Commodore Way, just west of Fisherman's Terminal. It's called the Sea of Green Farm.
The farm is in a plain, one-story building with no windows. A handwritten street number is tacked up in front. Bob Leeds is one of the two partners. With his gray hair and genial demeanor, you could imagine Bob putting on a beard and playing Santa Claus. Bob retired after 28 years in banking and 15 years in social services, and then he was approached by a friend, Phil Tobias.
Phil came to me about a year ago and said he thought this was a good investment. He had been growing a little at home. I looked into it, and we decided that this was a good thing to do and a good thing for my retirement.
Were you involved in the business before this?
I hadn't even seen a marijuana plant before this. And now I own about 3,000 of them.
How much of an investment was it to get this thing started?
Well, we bought the building that we're in, and then we also, all the equipment and everything, it comes to over $1 million.
How did you manage to come up with the money?
I took out a loan on my house. I took all of my savings. I took all of my retirement, and so did Phil. And we pooled it together and came up with the money to do this.
You guys are all in.
We were all in from the beginning. And I think that's why we're ahead of the game. I think other people held back and didn't buy buildings and didn't move forward. And we were in from the first.
You are the first in King County and in Seattle to get your license to grow. How did you do that?
My banking background said, okay, we've got to get ready and anticipate what the state's going to ask us. So we got together a partnership. We got together a business plan. We got all of our financials together. We started looking for a building. And so the day that they said that we could apply, we were ready, and we had all that information for them.
How do you and Phil kind of divide up the responsibilities for running this?
I take care of the financial and the office. He takes care of the growing. He was growing just for his own use at home.
What's it been like to ramp up from Phil just growing at home to a large-scale farm like this?
First of all, we were only going to grow in dirt, but then we changed to hydroponics, so everything's grown in water. We're all organic. It's been, I've had to learn about strains of plants, about fertilizers, about just everything. It's been really exciting and really, really fun. I love coming to work every day.
Your first crop is in. It's growing now?
It's growing now. We'll be harvesting in about 2 weeks. Everything is just right on schedule, and we're ready to harvest and trim and be ready to sell to the new retailers.
Now, I see on your website that you are talking to potential retailers now that we know who has retail licenses. Do you have any contracts or agreements yet to sell product?
We don't have any agreements yet. What we do have is that we've contacted everybody on that list, and what we intend to do is as they each one gets their license, we're going to approach them. What would be ideal for us would be if we could just deal with two or three of them.
Why do you want to just work with a few retailers rather than many?
Well, because of the logistics of things and how the state makes it happen, the retailers can come to us, look at our product. They can take away a 1 gram sample, but they can't take away the product that they're buying. We have to do all the delivery and everything. And so it'd be easier just to deal with two or three instead of delivering to 40.
So that's part of the state law that they can't pick it up. You have to bring it.
That's correct.
And if I looked correctly, there are a few that are pretty close by, right over in Ballard.
We were excited to see that there were six in Ballard. It means that'll be a short trip.
What's your pitch to the people if they've got two or three farmers approaching them with different types of marijuana?
Everything's organic, and I think that's a big... In smoking, I understand that that's a big plus, that everything's organic. We're only growing top shelf and really popular strains.
Tell me what that means, top shelf.
The product has been watched for the full 9 weeks and given nutrients as it's gone along. And at the end that we flush all of the nutrients and all of the fertilizers and everything out of the plant so that the customer's getting something that's really easy to smoke and that there's no harmful chemicals or fertilizers or anything left in the plant.
What strains or brands are you making here?
Well, we've actually developed one brand of our own, and it's called SOG AK1.
What's SOG stand for?
Sea of Green Farms. And the AK1 is military for Plant One. We also do Blue Dream, Permafrost. My favorite name is Alien on Moonshine. That just makes me laugh every time I see it. We have 57 strains so far, and we have a possibility of doing up to 125.
So when you start selling to stores, you'll have 57 varieties, just like the ketchup?
Well, not in the beginning. In the beginning, we'll only have about 35. But within another 9 weeks, then we'll have at least 57, just like the ketchup.
So what's your friends and family think of you getting into this business as a retirement job?
My friends and family are a little bit shocked. I actually didn't tell all of my family until just last month. So I've been doing this for a year very quietly. I haven't had one person argue with me or try to convince me that this is the wrong thing.
A lot of people are seeing dollar signs with this business. They think this is going to be a green rush, like a gold rush. Is that your expectation coming into it?
It really is. It's a lot more work than I ever dreamed. I always thought you just put a seed in a pot and put it on your windowsill. But this is a lot of work. But there's a lot of money at the end of this rainbow.
After we spoke, Bob Leeds gave me a tour of the Sea of Green farm. There are rooms full of lush, aromatic marijuana plants growing under intense lighting. There'll be 3,500 by the time they're done. He expects his Magnolia Marijuana Farm will be producing 100 to 150 pounds a month when it's fully operational. Bob Leeds plans to add a commercial kitchen with a baker to make marijuana products in the future. Now, you said you hadn't seen a marijuana plant until last year. Have you taken the opportunity to sample the wares yet?
I'm not a smoker, but you give me a brownie and I would be a sampler. They're okay. I'm just not a user.
You're not that crazy about it now that you've tried it?
I'm not.
Okay. It's all business for you.
It's all business. Yep. Doesn't mean that I don't now and then.
Bob Leeds, partner and founder of Sea of Green Farm. Oh yeah, you might be wondering where that name came from.
Till we found the Sea of Green and we played beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.